Wheat buyers from Morocco and Tunisia got an up-close look at the intricacies and reliability of the U.S. grain infrastructure during the April 12th through 19th Cochrane Fellowship Program's experience in Kansas and Texas. Morocco and Tunisia are part of the Middle East, East and North Africa, MENA, region, which has the largest volume of wheat imports from all origins. While market share in the MENA region has fallen, there are several expanding in-use market segments that hold promise for U.S. wheat. These niche products include specialty artisan and frozen doughs and premixes, pasta from non-durum flour, and growing biscuit, cracker, and confectionery products. These products need the high or low protein, depending on the product, with the high-quality traits that American wheat is known for. Aaron Harries, Vice President of Research and Operations for Kansas Wheat, said, "While it's unfortunate that U.S. market share in the MENA region has dropped due to increased competition, there are some real opportunities for us in those specialty products. The U.S. wheat industry has to remain visible to those buyers in order to capitalize on those emerging opportunities, and bringing the Cochrane Fellows to Kansas is a great way to do that." Kansas was the first leg for the Cochrane Fellows team. During their first day in the state, the participants visited the research space at the Kansas Wheat Innovation Center, received an overview of the U.S. grain handling infrastructure and grain quality assessment at the IGP Institute, toured the Kansas State University Hal Ross Flour Mill and the O.H. Cruz Feed Mill, and ended their day at the Andreas Farm near Junction City. The next day, participants visited the Cargill Shuttle Train Loader near Topeka and the Federal Grain Inspection Service Technical Center in Kansas City, Missouri. Morocco and Tunisia's subregion relies heavily on grain imports, with bread and durum wheat as the most prominent imported cereals. These countries imported 17.35 million metric tons of wheat from all origins in marketing year 16 and 17, and 1.6 million metric tons of U.S. wheat in marketing year 16-17, 85% of which was hard red winter, and 14.3% was durum. Morocco does buy smaller quantities of hard red spring, but mostly relies on hard red winter wheat to fill the shortage of domestic or EU production. Tunisia mostly buys U.S. durum. Team participants also visited Houston, Texas. While there, the Cochrane Fellows experienced Port Houston up close and personal with a Sam Houston boat tour along the Houston Ship Canal. This unique opportunity helped buyers visualize international cargo vessels and operation at the port's Turning Basin Terminal. Next, the Cochrane Fellows visited the Lansing Terminal to get a full-fledged field-to-vessel look at the country's wheat industry. Harry said, "The members of this group of Cochrane Fellows were engaged and excited about the U.S. wheat industry. It's experiences like these that help to build or solidify trading relationships with our export market." For Kansas Wheat, this is Jordan Hildebrand.